Was San Diego too conservative, not blitzing, not putting enough pressure on the greatest pressure quarterback, with the possible exception of Joe Montana, in the history of the game?
Well, it seemed like earlier in the game they put a lot more pressure on Brady. They were getting to him a little bit more, falling on his ankles, just like doing a lot of little things like that, getting close, making him uncomfortable. But one thing the Patriots thrive on, as Jarrett just hit, they like a game where the other team makes mistakes and hurts themselves. And the Patriots are a team, they're on the road. You're in San Diego, one of the loudest and toughest places to play. But we went there with Eli 2 years ago. And one thing you want to do when you're in a situation like that, keep the game close. Just keep it close to the fourth quarter. If you can tie it up in the fourth quarter, then you give your team confidence. You know you have a chance to win at that point. Just don't let it get out of hand. And the Patriots are the best in the business, and Bill Belichick makes sure that his team understands that 100%. And no matter what the score is, that team continues to go after you and go after you. But when it counted the most and they really needed that pressure, they just didn't get it on Brady. I mean, I think the offensive line picked it up. The Patriots understand how to play when the pressure's on in those type of situations because they've been in it many times before. And, you know, about Merriman and the pressure that gets some hits and all those things, one thing that Belichick is great at, and one thing Parcells before him and all the coaches in and under that type of system, is they look at how to take out the best guy on both sides of the ball.
Exactly.
So they're going to say, Sean Merriman, 17 sack, led the league, erase him. Whatever we have to do, erase him. Tom Brady would not have to worry about him. Now, if you're going to let some of the other guys get us, let those guys beat us, but they take out the number one guy. On defense, he is their number one guy. And yesterday they did a good job, but I don't think it diminishes, you know, the type of player that he is, that he didn't have a sack or anything like that, because sacks come and they go. They're very hard to get in the first place. I mean, if you imagine, he had 17 and led the league, and yet probably pass rushed over 1,000 times last year during the course of the season. So, Sean Merriman's a great player. And it just wasn't San Diego's day yesterday because they played the team that knows how to play that game better than anybody else.
Len Dawson, Marlon McCree gets that interception. All he has to do is knock the ball down. Is that the play of the game?
I think it is. You know, not only is Michael good-looking, but he's intelligent, too. He's right on, mister, because the thing that I would do against the Giants if I were playing against Michael is take him out. I'd say you're going to see a lot
of... I think that's what they did.
Big guy, because I don't want to see you back there in my face. But I want to ask Michael something. Now, you just mentioned that, and I think you did,
yep.
Unless it was the writer, that the defensive back should have done one of two things. It was a fourth down situation, bat the ball down, or if you catch it, go to the ground yourself. Now, do all defensive guys, Michael, feel that once they intercept or... a pass or a pick up a fumble, they're going to score?
Exactly. That's why you see a guy who catches 5 yards deep and he tries to bring it out, because you feel like, I got it in my hands. And they're not used to having the ball. They're not a running back or receiver where it's, you know, used to carrying the ball every play or, you know, thinking about, okay, how do I run the running style. The guys get it and they do whatever they can to get some positive yards, because first of all, they're excited that you made a play in the biggest game of probably your career. And, you know, but New England, Troy Brown, he strips the ball because he plays defense now. He understands the defensive mentality, but yet he understands the offensive mentality because he's a receiver. And Troy Brown just made a great play. And you know what? You can just chalk that up for both sides. One guy made a mistake and the other guy made a great play, or that was just the course in which the game took. But anytime a defensive player touches the ball, we believe we can score. I even believe I can run 100 yards.
I know you do. I feel that way. But I relate it kind of to like baseball, that if you're, say, on defense, no matter what the batter does, you know exactly what you're going to do in that situation because you've gone through it before. And I was just thinking, if it's a fourth down situation and you can bat that ball down, that's what you should do, bat that thing down. Now you got it. First down in their territory. So that was it. That was a huge play to me. That was a play of the game.